just heard something very strange. It's 9 o'clock at night. There's still kids at the school and the bell's going. I don't know whether it's an end of term party or something. Doesn't sound like the whole school. I'm wondering if it might be year six is leaving due or something. It sounds like someone's got hold of the bell when they perhaps shouldn't have done. It's a very nice evening, actually. It's still, and it's one of the few evenings, apart from that awful day last week, when it's nice enough to sit outside. I think one of the kids has got hold of that. Maybe not. I'm out. I only quickly came out here to recall that because it was something I've never heard before. There's not even any birds singing now. I wonder why. There usually are blackbirds and stuff this time of night. I'm in the middle of making fish pie. Yes, I know it's late, but I'm always going to be the only one eating it because Ronan's had McDonald's and Connor and his girlfriend have gone out for their 6 month anniversary. They've gone out to some posh restaurant in Locks Bottom. And I don't really feel very hungry. I don't know whether it's the weather. So I'm making some fish pie. Making fish pie, yeah. They've all gone. I don't think they've broken up for the summer, though. I think they've probably got another week at least. Okay, well, it's very quiet. You'd think it was about 10 o'clock because they're going, I think. Oh, you'd think it was about 10 o'clock because there's no birds singing, which is really strange for this time of the night. It's only just after 9 and last night it was nearly 10 and I could still hear crows and blackbirds. Oh dear, someone needs coffee. Is she drunk? Surely not. No, I need coffee. What a big mouth. Obi's at work. Had quite a nice day, actually. I forgot that my friend Ingrid was coming to see me. I've known her for 18 years. She used to have a daughter. Her daughter was in the same class as Connor for a while at primary school. And we were friends we've always still remained friends. She's kept in touch with me. She moved up to Leeds. And I did do a recording, but I decided to delete it in the end because I thought it was a bit personal because Ingrid, she's never been a smoker, but I don't know how long or what go it was now, 7 or 8 years ago, I think, she developed lung cancer, but it's a very slow-growing one. It's not the one caused by smoking. So they took part of her lung away, and then a few years ago, I think like 2 or so years ago, it came back in the other one, but they said there's not really anything they can do because they can't keep taking parts of your lung away. You can only have one lung operation. So it's because it's very slow growing. Oh, there's some crows. They're just leaving it. She doesn't want chemo. Oh, there's a wood pigeon or something. But it's quite far away. Maybe they just got put off by all the noise from the kids and that. Yeah, so she didn't want any treatment. She's had she is possibly going to do some trials of some treatment. But she keeps going and she's, you know, determined to travel. And my potatoes boiled over, I can smell them. Luckily I've got a glass-topped cooker, so it doesn't matter. Just a simple matter of wiping it up when I've finished. Let's have a look. As long as they're not burning dry, boiling dry, I mean, which they're not. That's not much anyway. She's very brave and, you know, she just wants to carry on with her life and get as much out of it as she can. And she's quite fit. She cycles. She can't do that in the winter because where she lives there's a lot of hills and her breathing gets quite bad when it's cold. But it was lovely to see her. She spent a couple of hours and she'd made a cake. She brought me some cake. And, oh, it's back again. So it was nice to see her. That sounds like, oh, yeah, bring out your dead. Is that what they used to say? The plague. Bring out your dead. Ring a roses and all that. Yeah, so I'd forgotten she was coming. You know, I knew she was, but I'd forgotten it was today because it was the 10th. And she said she'd let me know when she was coming down on the coach. She does drive, but she didn't want to drive all that way. I don't even know if she's got a car anymore. Anyway, she said she would let me know when she got into London. So suddenly I got this text about 12 o'clock saying she'll be here about 2. And I was like, oh, God, I forgot you were coming. So that was really nice. We had a nice afternoon. She saw the kids and so, yeah. I wonder if that woman got her coffee. I find that there are very, very few evenings when it's actually warm enough to sit outside. Well, tonight is one of them. Or to sit outside without long sleeves on, put it that way. Tonight is one of them, because we've all the summer had a breeze, quite a strong wind blowing, which is nice when it's hot, we did have it earlier, but it seems to have dropped now and it's very, very still. Just lots of aeroplanes passing by. Anyway, folks, I think that's about it. I better not leave my potatoes unattended for too long. I better press on with my fish pie, which contains haddock, tuna, smoked haddock, tuna, salmon and cod. I might just have some mashed potato. I've really got no appetite the last couple of days. It seems to come and go these days. Anyway, I hope you're all having a nice weekend and I'll speak to you again soon.